WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Shifts in the GOP race following Donald Trump's big win in Iowa. ABC News and WMUR-TV will not move forward with Thursday's GOP primary debate in New Hampshire. Nikki Haley said she would only attend the debate if Trump participated. Haley and Ron DeSantis were the two left standing after Chris Christie dropped out. Lawmakers racing to approve a short-term fix ahead of Friday's government shutdown deadline.
Congress replayed the showdown now three times since September.
If we don't act soon, the government will run out of funding at midnight this Friday.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer making an agreement with House and Senate Republican leaders to temporarily extend the current budget till March, hoping this time they can finally hammer out an actual spending plan. Now, Speaker Johnson won't likely get enough Republican votes and once again have to count on Democrats to keep the government open. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks ending down for the day. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
For the upcoming April election, Baraboo voters will select a mayor and fill three common council seats. The candidates were announced at the city's Common Council meeting on Wednesday, which was held a day later than scheduled due to the winter storm on January 9th. Those races will not have primaries. A bipartisan group of lawmakers released a roughly $78 billion tax package on Tuesday. It would enhance the child tax credit and restore several business tax breaks, as well as boost funding for affordable housing and disaster relief. However, the deal faces many hurdles to passage. Some congressional Democrats and progressive groups have been pushing hard to restore at least part of the expanded child tax credit that greatly reduced child poverty and stabilized families' finances in 2021. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, another cold one, 7 below, wind chills 15 to 20 below. Mostly sunny with highs in the low teens for Wednesday, but wind chills keeping things below zero. 2 below for Wednesday night, a high of 12 on Thursday. More cold air for Friday, finally warming up next week. A great place to live, stay, shop, or play. It's Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look.
It's 2 degrees at our studios.
99.7.
I hear Jerusalem bells helpless winner ruled the world.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 5 o'clock and the ride home continues with Pat Benatar. We'll get to you two as well ahead this hour.
We are young. Hearted to heart. We stand. No promises. No demands. Love is a battle.
We are strong. No one can tell us where we're wrong. Searching our hearts for so long. Both of us knowing love is a
Max FM.
Step right up and don't be shy. maximum hits. Max FM.
FM Sports. Eighth-ranked basketball Badgers shoot for their seventh straight win tonight when they take on Penn State at University Park. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers off to a 5-0 start for the first time since the 07-08 season. Tip time tonight, 8 p.m. on BTN. Badger women also in action tonight. They're on the road against Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes. That one is also an 8 p.m. tip on Peacock. Packers off today. They'll resume workouts tomorrow as they get ready for Saturday night's divisional playoff game at San Francisco. Matt LaFleur said nothing changes as they prepare for the Niners.
I think we just continue to take it one day at a time and try to get better each and every day and attack it, the process, the right way. And certainly we know we're going against one of the elite teams in the National Football League, certainly the class of the NFC. They've got a lot of the same players that they've had for a few years now, and they've added some other freak shows over there. So we know it's a great challenge.
Kick time 7:15 on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
Right on!
I get to hear what I want when I want.
99.7 Max FM.
No.
much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress at a party on your confirmation. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
This is probably a fantastic day for DoorDash or Uber Eats or any delivery for that matter. Maybe pizza. Stay safe. A frigid, dangerous wind chills. As we go through the overnight hours tonight, that wind chill advisory still in effect.
Dance with me. really enjoy the music. It's great.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM. Mm.
Thank you.
tonight, we've narrowed them down again, and you picked the best TV theme songs of all time. You could win $500. It's Throwback Nation Radio's TV Binge Bracket. Hear a couple more of the songs that we know and love and know all the words to facing off right here later tonight. I'm Tony Lorino. Plus, class of 1999, find out why your year may be the year that Latin pop made it big. Join us and get your throwbacks on later tonight, right here, starting at 8 on 99.7 Max FM.
Nestled in the southwest corner of Minnesota is the beautiful community of Worthington. Worthington is surrounded by beautiful farm fields and is home to an 800-acre lake. Worthington has great fishing and is the county seat of Nobles County. Thousands of acres of public hunting are all around Worthington, Minnesota. So if you love the outdoors, if you love lakes, if you love hiking and biking, you're going to love Worthington, Minnesota. We've got all kinds of business opportunities and housing opportunities too. So come see us. Maybe stay with us, because Worthington, Minnesota is worth a look.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue, without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla, because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, another cold one, 7 below, wind chills 15 to 20 below. Mostly sunny with highs in the low teens for Wednesday, but wind chills keeping things below zero. 2 below for Wednesday night, a high of 12 on Thursday. More cold air for Friday, finally warming up next week. A great place to live, stay, shop, or play. It's Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, one above.
99.7 Max FM. I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried.
Oh,
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by our gold sponsors, Pierce's Express Market and Freedom in Christ Assembly. And brought to you in part by Don Rick Insurance, Tricor, McGann Furniture, Nautical Coffee Company,
Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, SSM Health, Baraboo State Bank, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's non-conference matchup between the visiting Pumas of Poinette and the Baraboo Thunderbirds. I am Ben Bromley, thrilled to be joined this evening by Christy Feld. Christy, how are you?
Oh my gosh, I was feeling a little bit chilly as I walked into this building, but you've had me running around like a chicken with my head cut off for the last few minutes because we're starting a little bit earlier than we anticipated.
Now, I know who to call when I need bodies moved. Christy Feld killed them with kindness, got people moved away from the broadcast table so we could bring you this broadcast, not only on the NFHS Network, but on 99.7 Max FM.
Boy, and I think everybody's still happy and nobody's mad at us, Ben. I think we're rolling.
No, you should be a politician. It was a thing of beauty. So we've got a doubleheader for you tonight. We got the Baraboo and Poinette girls facing up here in just a matter of moments. They're setting up for the opening tip. And we'll have the back end of the doubleheader when the boys' varsity teams compete. Baraboo versus Poinette once again. As for the girls, Baraboo comes in at 2-13. Poinette comes in at 9-7. They're 1-2 in the Capital North. And here's our tip. Deja White tips it into the hands of Caitlin Frank. And we are underway here at Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium at Baraboo High School. Caitlin Frank on the drive, splits a double team, kicks out to Madeline Gilbert. She's going to fire for three from the left wing. A little long off the bracket. Rebound for Poinette into the hands of Cody Woodward. Pumas looking to pounce. Early three attempt from the right wing. That's from Mercedes Lapasic. No good. They get an offensive putback, and a loose ball is going to be off the Pumas out of bounds to the Thunderbirds.
I'm going to let you catch your breath a little bit. The Poinette Pumas are led by a freshman, of all things, of Avalyn Albrecht. She's a 6 foot, 1 foot inch freshman. She's going to cause trouble in the lane for us. I'll let you pick up.
Madeline Gilbert's out on the left wing. She's looking for 6 foot two Deja White in the post. Finds her, but now the ball trickles away. We're going to have a tie up. No, it looks like it's going to be pulled away. In fact, Leah Hess has got it. She tries to find Bianca Brown, but now it's a turnover. Here come the Pumas. Fast break. Left hand layup. That's Lapasic. That's good for two. And we are in the scoring column here. Poinette 2, Baraboo 0. Just a minute into play here tonight. Baraboo looks to answer. Leah Hess working her way around. Hand off to Gilbert, left wing. Again, feeding Deja White in the lane. Right hand flip off the backboard, no good. Rebound into the hands of Woodward. She'll bring it up as well. Here come the Pumas. 2-0 here in the early going. Right at the free throw line. Bucket scored. They find Kaveri Lasarge. She hits a deuce from 15 feet, and it's 4-0 Poinette.
She averages about 5.6 points per game, with her high game being 15 points. Let's hope that that doesn't happen again in the Thunderbird gymnasium.
Baraboo looking for its first tally of the evening, trailing 4-0 here in the early going. Thunderbirds setting up half-court offense. Poinette, man-to-man defensively. Caitlin Frank, Thunderbird's leading scorer. She's got the ball out near the top of the key, looking to operate. Looking to find Maddie Gilbert with that pass. It's knocked away, but out of bounds to the Thunderbirds. Poinette nearly with a steal. Caitlin Frank comes in averaging 18 points a game, by far the Thunderbirds' leading scorer. Maddie Gilbert's going to look to inbound from the baseline. Finds Caitlin Frank, takes it from the wing, looking to drive into the lane, into traffic. Ball's knocked away, but Baraboo keeps it. They find Deja White on the right block. That's up and good off the backboard. Baraboo's on the board with some points in the paint.
Been able to watch Baraboo for a long time. That's exactly what we were hoping they would do, get it into Deja White and have her put it up for two.
4-2 Poinette here. Nice looking interior pass, but the shot is blocked by Deja White. White blocking Lasarge, but it's a kick out for three. They find Lapasic for a triple. She's got five. Poinette leads 7-2. Like you mentioned, Christy, it's been more than a month since we've been on the call here between a long road trip for the T-Birds and the holiday break. It's been a while since we've been able to bring you some of the home action here. The Thunderbirds had six straight games away from the Baraboo Gym. There's a nice-looking feed from Deja White into Bianca Brown, but that shot is swatted. Poinette's going to come away with the loose ball. Nice defense by the Pumas. Now looking to push is Morgan Small. She finds Woodward. Two-point attempt, no good. Rebound by Deja White. She kicks it out to Caitlin Frank. Thunderbirds looking to run. Caitlin Frank wants to go the distance. All the way in. Layup attempt, no good. Offensive rebound for Bianca Brown, and she is fouled.
Boy, and I thought that she almost had that point. Caitlin Frank.
Golden opportunity there.
Mm-hmm.
Brown is going to shoot a pair. We're going to have some subs checking in for the T-Birds after the first
Evelyn
attempt.
Evelyn Albrecht picks up her first foul for the Pumas.
First attempt for Brown is good. Checking in for the T-Birds. It's Cassidy Gates. She's going to replace Leah Hess. 7-3, Poinette. Under 15 minutes to go in the first half. Second attempt from Bianca Brown is a little long off the bracket. Rebounded by Lapasik, and here she comes. She's going to rebound. She's going to drive. Kicks it out to Woodward for a three-point attempt. Left wing, rattles out, no good. But there's Lapasik with the rebound. She is everywhere in the early going. And there they find her in the left block for an easy two. Nice-looking pass from Kaveri Lasarge. And Lapasik has a quick 7 points. Comes in averaging 7.5. T-Birds looking to answer, trailing 9-3. Deja White's going to try an outside shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound into the hands of Woodward. Pumas are going to operate their half-court offense. T-Birds also playing man-to-man defense. Swinging it around. That's Small in the corner. She's trying to find Albrecht. The T-Birds have to be happy. They've kept her off the scoreboard so far.
You know, they have two kids that are over 6 feet tall, Kaveri Lasarge and Albrecht, and that poses a problem for other teams because they have them on the inside and they have three-point hot shooters on the outside.
For sure. Baird was able to match that height with Deja White on the inside. Peyton Stelzer has checked into the game. She replaced Brown. T-Birds come away with a steal. Caitlin Frank's got it. Drive, shoot, no good. Rebound, Poinette. Albrecht's got it. She's on the right wing. She's going to give it up to Small. Small finds Lasarge. Shot attempt no good. Baraboo's got the rebound. It's in the hands of Caitlin Frank once again. She's at the controls at the top of the key. She passes up a screen from Stelzer. Finds Gates for a three look from the right wing. A little long, no good. Albrecht's got the rebound. She is the Pumas' leading rebounder at nearly 15 a game. Here she kicks it out. Lapasik fakes the three, drives, draws a foul. I think they're going to get Peyton Stelzer for that one.
Yeah, for a freshman, Albrecht kind of has it all. And, you know,